do we recognize God's mercy? He gives us great mercy in everybody's favorite sacrament, confession. This is where we go to the tribunal of mercy, where we hear God speak to us. You're my son. You're my daughter. I love you. I forgive you. I absolve you of all of your sins. It is this that he has given to us as the normal way of entering back into relationship with him. When we have fallen away, when we have broken trust with God, when we've broken the covenant, this is the way he is given so that we can hear with our own ears and know in our hearts and in our minds we've been made right with God. Pope Francis tells a story about a man who was waiting for execution. And there was a priest who was there at the execution trying to get him to go to confession, pleading with him, please go. And he said, no, I'm not going to go. I'm not sorry for my sins. He said, I committed adultery, I enjoyed it, and if I had a chance, I'd do it again. And so he says, I know I can't get absolution because I'm not sorry for my sins. And so the priest looks at him and says, but are you sorry that you're not sorry? He says, well, yeah. There was a little crack, an opening, a little bit of contrition for grace to enter in. And so the priest was able to give him absolution. Because confession perfects contrition. So when we're only a little bit sorry, but we're a little bit sorry, if we go to confession, God perfects that sorrow so that he can then forgive us our sins. We don't have to have it all together. We don't have to have it figured out. We don't even have to be completely detached from our sins. We just need to want to. Or at least to want to want to. And he will then say, okay, come to me. I will strengthen you. I will forgive you. I will work with you to help you to grow in love, in holiness, in my relationship. We need to come with confidence to God's mercy. Jesus, speaking to St. Faustina, said in relationship to confession, when you go to confession, to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which came forth from my heart always flows down upon your soul and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting for you there. I am only hidden by the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here the misery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Tell souls that from this fount of mercy, souls draw grace solely with the vessel of trust. If their trust is great, there will be no limit to my generosity. The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. The proud remain always in poverty and misery, because my grace turns away from them to humble souls. Will we go with trust to God? It can be hard, and in fact he goes on to talk about how, you know, he has struggled with having to go to another person. St. Faustina struggled with having to go to a man, to a priest. And yet this is the way God has given us. And let me tell you, when I was in seminary, one of my professors that I would often go to confession to looked at me and he said, you know, Vaughn, A lot of times people get like discouraged when they go to confession. And they think that, oh no, what's this person going to think of me? I think people who come to me for confession, I think that I need to raise them up in my mind. They go up in my esteem. Now, he was a military chaplain for many years before he entered the seminary, and we were kind of afraid of him, so I can get why it would take a lot of courage to go to him for confession. Yeah. And I can tell you, when I hear confessions, I am edified. As God allows me to be a vessel of His mercy. As people come to me and speak the same sins that I'm struggling with, and I'm talking to them about how much God loves them, how much God has mercy on them, and then I hear in the back of my head, and God saying, yeah, and on you too. Oh yeah. Half the time when I'm speaking to someone about God's mercy, I'm saying to myself in the back of my head, I need to believe this myself for myself. Because I know in that moment it's true. I am so built up when I hear confessions. So much so that it stirs me to go to confession often. I try to get at least every week. God has given us great opportunity. He forgives all and draws us back into relationship. We're about to enter into Lent. We're about to enter into a time of preparation, of mercy. In this year of mercy, I encourage you, I implore you, grab hold of the mercy and the grace of God. Allow yourself to be washed clean. Don't be afraid to look at yourself, your sins, your misery. God still loves you, and He wants to forgive you. As Jesus said, and Mary also said at different times to different saints over the course of the years, as they said, oh, you don't want to pick me. I'm miserable. I'm too lowly. You don't want to pick me. They would say to that soul, and if I could find someone more miserable than you, I'd choose that person. God loves us. Even amidst our misery and our sinfulness and our brokenness, let us fly into the arms of His embrace so that what He did on the cross, dying in accordance with the Scriptures, being buried and rising again in accordance with the Scriptures, may bring us eternal life.